The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it
TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and 10,000 plus recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker, how are you?
Mr. Chris Broussard, doing great. How are you on this Magic City Monday?
Yes, I am excellent, my man. I am excellent. Excellent. Looking forward to a big week of sports talk. Coming off a nice football Sunday,
yes,
as always.
Well, I won some major shekels over the weekend, so I was feeling good. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Couple games that surprised me. Some that did not.
Because you're not doing all that well in the pigskin pickoff.
How? I don't know. What was the so different?
I'm 3-1 heading into the night. You're 2-2.
That's okay. Hard. So and then it ain't like I'm that far off. Like I was 0-4 or something.
I'm tying it up. Hopefully we'll each get one tonight. We both picked Dallas.
Yeah, I'm picking Dallas. I'm thinking about betting some shekels right now as we speak.
When's I the just last? Don't, I just do don't you believe bet in shekels the, every day?
Not every day. Not every
how many
day.
Days a week?
Four.
Five.
Four.
Five. That was a five.
I said a four.
I don't know. At DJ Alex Teicher, what does that mean?
I mean, I can translate Rob Parker to an extent, but when he says four, that's four, Chris.
That's four. Four. Hey, four. Call me. We'll talk, Alex. My telephone number is 444-444.
Okay. I heard four, but I think he's selling himself short.
Maybe five.
Rob, don't let that's Chris corner you with the IRS. Like, oh, yeah, you know right? Rob's gambling 6 days a week.
Well, 5 days a week, man.
Hey, you know? Rob G, let's real quick. He went to Hawaii, Chris. He got a great tan. He ate like
did
a pig,
he?
Yes.
When he came are there pictures of you on your Instagram and like,
oh, please, not, no, no, please. Like no. His wife would not allow that. Am I right, Rob G? Your
she
wife
would not have it.
She would not have her husband out there roasting in.
Do you guys wear Speedos? Y'all ever wear Speedos?
Absolutely.
Really, Alex?
Alex, the last
I've
time I saw you.
I've never worn Speedos in my life.
Oh, come
of course
on,
C. Not. No.
I mean, under my shorts, maybe. That's about it.
CB, when you are sculpted like a Greek god, you have to show it.
Well, is that it?
No, but they see you know, you just got shorts on,
Alex.
You are shirtless.
Last time I saw
legless.
You in a bathing suit, if you had a little
it wasn't
more
a pretty sight.
If you had a little more material, you would have had on a bikini.
Oh my god!
I mean, that's how.
That's true though.
He's sitting in a tree.
I know.
Rob G, you didn't bust out the Speedo?
I did not wear the banana hammock.
But but he got a lot of sun.
I did.
And when he came back, I wasn't sure. And I said, Rob G, are you black now? And he said, no, Puerto Rican. He definitely got some sun out there. Very nice.
All right. Well, that's good. The trip was good, Rob G?
It was fantastical. I can't wait to go back.
Wow. What part y'all go to?
We went to Oahu.
Oahu.
Wow,
nice.
That's great,
man. Yeah, Mexico. I mean, Mexico. Hawaii is beautiful.
You're supposed to be living in Mexico.
That's got to be Mexico, Rob.
That's not racist.
I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah, I told you. I went to Cancun for the weekend. I just happened to come back.
All right. All right, let's get into it. We got the iCouple crew, DJ Alex Tyson on the ones and twos, super producer Rob G in the house, and on the updates. Our man, the loquacious Brian. I got Hey Steve, and I got the loquacious.
I'm keeping your toes, my bad.
Steve DeSager is on the updates. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Big game. It was a big weekend. I mean, a couple upsets. Kansas City goes down. Buffalo goes down. Great win for Miami, but I don't think. Are you reading too much into those losses? I'm not. You lose. I said this on TV last week, Rob. The top teams in the league are going to lose a few games to inferior opponents. I mean, unless you think somebody's going to go 17-0.
No, it's not that. I just think that some of those games just bring you back to the reality. Like, you look at Buffalo, and people think that this is going to be a video game and they're going to score 40 points every week. No, I'm just saying, that's what they look like. And so I wasn't totally surprised because we saw it last year, Chris. We saw them struggle. Since Kansas City got off to a good start, right, offensively, now the last couple of weeks, it's not nearly what it looked like the first 2 weeks. Would you agree with that, that they've struggled offensively?
Yeah, I thought they were fine. I mean, obviously, I thought they got outplayed. It wasn't dominated, but they got outplayed by the Chargers.
But the Colts, you mean? Oh, you mean that game?
No, 2 weeks ago. So I think their offense, Rob, has generally been fine except for this weekend.
Well, you would have never believed that the Colts could have beaten them. I mean,
I did not.
Nobody.
And honestly, I think that they won't admit it. You don't generally think of professionals doing this. I think they took the Colts lightly. I really think they did. I think the Colts had looked horrendous. And the Chiefs, give the Colts credit for sticking in there after two bad games. and you know, hadn't looked like the season was almost over. People were writing off Matt Ryan, and give them credit for, you know, hanging tough and staying mentally tough. But the Chiefs made a bunch of blunders that gave them that game. My point is just that I'm not like all of a sudden writing off the Chiefs and the Bills. You're not
writing them off in one game. I just think that you just look at it and you realize what a long road it is, and that it ain't as easy as sometimes it may look. That's all. I mean, that's what I got, especially from Buffalo. Because Buffalo Buffalo looked like they were a video game, right? Like, right. It was just ridiculous. And people thought, oh, you know, well, he's going to win the MVP. I don't know who's going to stop their offense. Well, we saw it just like that.
Well, and that heat was a factor because they had several players injured, starters. Their whole defensive backfield was depleted. So you're going against two Blazers in Waddle and Tyreek. So yeah, I mean, it was, you know, a lot of things conspired, but good win by Miami, who's looking like they're for real. Rob, let's get to this though. The game I wanted to get to was Tampa Bay and Green Bay, and obviously featured two of the greatest quarterbacks ever in Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers gets the win this time, only his second time beating Brady in five meetings, I believe, in the regular season, or five meetings overall.
Five overall, right.
Yeah, so he's 2-3 now. But he played well. 14-12, you know, neither quarterback put up a lot of points. But I'm just going to share with you the one prevailing thought that hit my mind throughout that game was, and you know, I like Tom Brady. I defend him all the time against you.
For you to put something out there, something must be going on.
Well,
a disclaimer. Chris has a disclaimer before he mentions Tom Brady.
The prevailing thought that ran through my mind during that game was this should be Tom Brady's last year.
Wow. What part of it?
Not that Tom Brady has fallen off. Not that Tom Brady's no good anymore. Not that Tampa Bay can't win it. I do think they're one of the handful of contenders in the NFC. Like, they're going to get better. And unlike Green Bay, who, you know, was my pick in the NFC, has not impressed me. Good win yesterday. They didn't come back from that opening loss. But still, they haven't been incredibly impressive. I do think they'll get better, too. But the difference between Tampa Bay and Green Bay, Rob, as far as their offenses, both have good defenses, is that there's a cavalry coming for Tampa Bay. Cavalry. They're going to get Mike Evans, obviously, will be back this next game. But Chris Godwin is coming back. Maybe Julio Jones, we'll see. But just Godwin and Evans is, you know, that those are big losses. So it's not that I'm saying Tom Brady is looking like Peyton Manning at the end of his career. I'm just saying, Rob, and it gets more and more every year. You know, I was saying this is last year in New England. He can no longer carry guys who are just guys. He used to be, I will go to my grave thinking, well, Wes Welker was just a guy. Julian Edelman was just the guy. But Brady made them great, because neither one of them did much when they weren't playing with Tom Brady. But he can no longer turn guys like that into great players. He's not going to do but so much with Scotty Miller and Brashad Perryman and these guys. And so I think, Rob, even if they win it this year, I don't think they will, but even if they win the Super Bowl, I think he should go out on top in that case. Don't let people see you looking like Peyton Manning looked his last year, even though he won the Super Bowl. Like, go out kind of on top. I mean, we know you're not at the top of your game necessarily, but go out that way. So But the reason, Rob, I just think so many things are coming together, and it's not about his family situation. This is about his wife, we know, doesn't want him to play. She's been open about that. This is more about all the injuries on the offensive line, all the injuries with the receiver. Julio Jones is now injured. Like, it just seems like this is not what Tom Brady thought he was getting into. that this is not what he signed up for. So I'm saying go out as best you can. Maybe it's with a bang this year. But this kind of should be it, in my view.
It should be it. And if he probably wants to save his marriage, it should be. And his wife reportedly didn't show up to his first home game.
He might have had a shoot or something.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, you know that there's problems.
They've been open about
it. Right, which they have. I mean, they've talked about it. And you're right. I mean, even with some of those other weapons you mentioned, who are coming back or whatever, but it's been a struggle offensively. A lot of first half touchdowns, Chris, in three games. Tom Brady has three touchdowns.
When have you seen Tom Brady struggle like this?
Not like in his career. It's been a long time.
They were winning, obviously, but he wasn't lighting it up his first several years.
Even these three games, like it was a struggle against the Saints until they finally got like a score late. They struggled against Green Bay. They got a score, just couldn't get the 2 points.
And he messed up on that. I think he was. I don't know the exact. I don't know, Rob G, has it come out? But it looked to me, Rob, like in that delay of game that cost them the five yards, that he was trying to audible.
Can't do that, Chris.
Yeah, it was like, dude.
You know, that miscue is huge. There's a bigger difference between the 7 yard line and the 2.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I mean, there just is.
Yep. Yep. So I look again, in my view, Rob, it's not about, obviously I want his marriage to work out. But I'm looking at it from a football perspective, a career perspective. Rob, we've both said, I mean, even if he gets his eighth ring, I mean, yes, that's great. It's more awesomeness added to Tom Brady's career. Is it changing? He's already won more Super Bowls than any franchise.
Nothing's changing.
Negatively or positively, like nothing's changing his legacy.
And that's probably
one way or the other.
That's probably his wife's beef. Is that like there's nothing to gain here. The only thing you're going to gain is a chance of getting hurt. Like seriously, that's what you'll probably gain. You're not going to change anybody's mind about you.
No. In fairness, he doesn't seem to be playing just for legacy. I mean, he's smart. He knows it's already set. I don't know that I don't think he's playing for that. I think he genuinely, Rob, just loves it. But still, you know, the longer you play, the greater the chances of something negative happening. And Rob, he doesn't like getting hit, clearly. And that is affecting, especially with that line, because he gets rid of the ball really quickly, but that affects your quality of your throws, quality of your possessions, because he's getting rid of it so quickly so he doesn't get hit. And so that's my view. I think this should be his last year for football reasons. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You've seen three games of Tom Brady this year. I say this should be his last year. What say you?
And Chris, real quick, a judge update. He got up in the first inning in Toronto. He had a single to right field. You know, he currently leads in the Triple Crown, so he upped that batting average with a hit. So I think being away from Yankee Stadium, he'll probably relax. So anyway.
I think Rob has a new man crush.
Well, my other man crush, he's gone.
The cheater.
Oh, stop. Don't use that
the
term.
New Derek
my God.
Jeter.
Okay.
Well, he did. I mean, I'm not making it up. All right. It's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Mr. Tom Brady.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Tom Brady. I say this should be his last year. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with Aaron in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. Man, I hate to disagree with you because I love you guys so much, but I thought last night was one of the weakest receiver classes Brady's played with in a long time, and the last drive was vintage Brady. I saw him lead the ball down the field and get the clutch touchdown. And maybe if Ryan Jensen, the starting center, was playing, they would have got the two-point conversion to go to overtime. But I just think that, you know, Brady not playing in this league, you know, who would have wanted to watch that game yesterday? I think he should play more years just because it's better for the league.
Nah.
Well,
he's had enough.
I do agree. Rob disagrees. It's exciting to watch Tom Brady play. I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, I agree. If he's not playing next year, it won't be as exciting. But
let me tell you,
there's plenty of exciting quarterbacks.
I was gonna say, you know, like I know we get caught up with people, but leagues go on. A lot of great players are retired, and you just keep moving. Oh, Michael Jordan leaving the league, I'll never watch the NBA again.
And it was different though, Rob. Yeah, you know that. They went through a little bit of a drought without him. And look, I love watching Tom Brady.
I just think there are a lot of young quarterbacks.
You know, my thing was not that. He's not any good anymore. He's right. He led that game, almost game-tying drive. But, Rob, they also loosened up the defense a little. And, you know, he did well, don't get me wrong. But they didn't go ahead and finalize. They did nothing up until that point.
Like zero. Susan in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Susie Q?
I thank you for that. Yes. I think Tom Brady should retire. I just want to let you know, I had a dream 2 years ago, and what I dreamt was a book. And I still remember that dream, and what I'd said in that book was, don't ever have to write on a page of the Book of Regret, because he needs to spend time with his wife and children now.
Right. There's an issue going, right? And there's an issue going on. Like, Don't make this so where you're going to, all right, then he retires, Chris, and then he won't have his family. Like, that don't even make sense.
I'm going to say this, Susan. Rob, and again, he can do what he wants. I'm not trying to get into personal business. But you only get 18 years with your kids for the most part.
Right.
You know, and you can't get them back. And I'm thankful that I got to be with my girls while they were growing up. And so he's not ever going to get those years back, I'll tell you that.
No, let's squeeze in Andre in Massachusetts real quick. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Dre, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Tom Brady himself is on the precipice of going out like Willie Mays, and I think that's what you're referring to,
really?
Chris. Staying too long. Yes, you mentioned it with all the issues with this team, the offensive line, they lost their center, there's issues all around. And the fact that he missed those preseason games, that looms large. This is not going to be a coronation season for this Bucs team. They're going to have to grind just like last year. The Rams aren't going anywhere. The NFC has some powerhouse teams, so this is not going to be like their first year where they caught lightning in a bottle. So for Tom Brady, he has to look in the mirror. We know he doesn't want to go home. He wants to hang on, but this is going to be a challenging year, and he might go out at the bottom of his skill set and powers rather than the conquering hero that he wants to be. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, that's Andre with a nice call. All right, we got Joy Taylor, Rob, joining us in a few moments. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, thank you, Steve. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a host of Speak on FS1. That's every weekday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 1:30 Pacific. Joy Taylor. Joy, how are you? Welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yes. No, it's our pleasure. And I don't think I've talked to you since then. Congratulations.
I know, Mazel Tov.
You're doing a great job. I love the show. The set looks great. You guys are doing great.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a fun couple weeks, and it's totally new show, so it's been an adventure, and I'm really enjoying it. So thank you.
It looks good and sounds good, so we're glad to have you. Go ahead,
Rob. Yeah, I was going to say, let's start with the Dolphins. We know you're the Miami love, of course. I know you grew up in Miami. Yeah, she's a Miami homer. She grew up in Pittsburgh, but she's a Miami person, I would say. Great win by the Dolphins. But let me ask you about Tua and the potential, you know, he got injured. They didn't follow the protocol. And then he was wobbly. I mean, that was a little scary, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was very surprised he was back out there in the second half. I thought he was going to be done for sure. And then if it was a concussion, you had to assume you might miss the next game also, being that it's a short week. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it did not look good. He said it was his back. As we know, you can't really test someone's back to see right. if they're, you know, if it's really that. But the NFL does have an independent, you know, otherwise unbiased doctor there to make those assessments. So I have to assume that it, you know, they cleared him and he was okay. It's not like it's the doctor that's on the Dolphins payroll that, you know, gets anything out of saying that he can't be back out there. So I'm going to trust the doctors and that the Tua and the team made the right decision and, or, you know, cleared him correctly. But it looked like he was really banged up. I mean, we all watched him hit his head on
yes.
the ground after
they
the
said
push,
he's not in concussion protocol that came out today. So I maybe it seems like it wasn't a concussion, I guess. But Joy, where are you on the Dolphins as far as their how deep they can go in the AFC? Like, are you ready to say, okay, they are a top tier contender? And on Tua, are you ready to say he's, I'm not going to go top tier quarterback, but like a top, are you ready to say he's like a tier two quarterback, that he is the franchise quarterback there in Miami for the next decade or so?
I mean, I think this year was the year we needed to see Tua step into what he's stepped into. You know, they made a big investment on the offensive side of the ball, on the offensive line, obviously in the offensive weapons that they brought in. And as we know, they moved on from Brian Flores to bring in an offensive coach. So not that, you know, there's anything wrong with having weapons around you. I think that's what every team should do. But the other big thing that they did with Tua this year is they finally actually committed to him. And I've been banging on the table about this since the very beginning of his career, as I do with most young quarterbacks. But he really had a rough go at it. Like, they started Ryan Fitzpatrick, then they put him in, and they took him out. Then they did a year of trying to replace him with Deshaun Watson. Now we know that there was a possibility they were bringing in Tom Brady. Like, they never really actually committed to Tua as the starter. And I think he's really stepped up through the first three games of the season. What I love that I've seen from the Dolphins is they're winning in different ways. They have two division wins, which is big. And the game against the Ravens, even though most of the game they looked bad, they were able to overcome it, make adjustments, and then get a big win against a Ravens team that we all think is good. And with Lamar Jackson playing at an MVP level. So I don't see why anyone should be doubting what we're seeing from the Dolphins this year. Now, I say that with all the anxiety of the last 20 years of being a Dolphins fan, but there's nothing really to pick apart with them. Like, do you want more quality opponents to get wins against than the Ravens and the Bills and a still Bill Belichick-coached Patriots team, even if we don't think they're that talented? Like, I don't really see what everyone can poke holes in.
Let me ask you, I'm not the biggest Brandon Staley fan, the coach of the Chargers, but how in the world do you play your quarterback the entire game in a blowout where he has, you know, an injury? Like, then he has ribs. Like, Joy, were you shocked that after the game was out of hand that he was still in the game?
I don't know what they're doing with Justin Herbert. I mean, I get that obviously if he feels well enough to be out there that he should, but I think there's a line with quarterbacks where at one point or another you reach a point of a diminished return, right? Where I think you saw this with Baker Mayfield his last year in Cleveland, where you're out there and yes, you want your franchise guy out there, but if he's so injured that he's not playing to the level that just a regular backup would be playing, then why wouldn't you just sit him and let him heal? You know, I don't know what the answer is with the Chargers, but that was a rough loss. And it just kind of seems in some ways like it's the same Chargers team that we've watched year in and year out that like has these crazy mishaps. There's always yep. something going on with them. We think they have a talented team and they can't put it together. I'm with you. I don't know what Brandon Staley is going to become. Or what he is.
Right.
But
he might,
you know,
become unemployed if he keeps it.
Yeah. I mean, Joy, he cost them a couple games last year and they didn't make the playoffs with that roster.
I know they like him, but come on. They should be winning.
I want to ask you about one other coach, Chris. Let me just ask her about Josh McDaniels and Vegas. And I know Rob G's sick. He had his vacation. He couldn't believe it. And But they got a mess going on there. How come they're not getting the ball to Devontae Adams. Please help me with this. And can they turn it around? They start the season 0-3. It's going to be hard to make the playoffs.
I think it's over. I don't know what's going on with the Raiders either. It might be that Josh McDaniels is just not a good head coach. Maybe one of the best coordinators ever and not a good head coach. I mean, I don't think it's too early to say that the Raiders' season is basically done. I mean, we know it's almost impossible to make the playoffs if you start 0-2. And they're in a division where I still think the Chiefs are a great team, and I believe that the Broncos are going to eventually get things rolling. You're starting, even, you know, as awful as that game was yesterday, you're starting to see some glimpses of vintage Russ, if you will. So, I mean, we just talked about the Chargers struggling. I don't know what they're going to be able to do in that division. I mean, obviously it's still early, but that's just a rough way to start the season.
Yeah, Joy, I'm glad you brought up Denver, because that was my question. So it sounds like you, I mean, look, they're 2-1 and really haven't played good football offensively. So in a lot of ways, you could look at it as a positive. Is that kind of how you view it? Like, look, Russ is going to eventually become Russell Wilson again. So this team is really in a good shape, or do you see, you know, Russ is not the same, and I think they're going to regret bringing him in?
No, I don't. I'm not ready to sell my Russell Wilson stock. I think what we've seen early from them is that they don't have a lot of cohesion. They do have a first-time head coach in Nathaniel Hackett, which is why I said before the season this isn't going to be the same kind of situation as Matthew Stafford going to the Rams or Tom Brady going to the Bucks. Those were essentially turnkey situations for both of those quarterbacks. Now, that doesn't take anything away from what they did there, obviously, but I don't expect Russell Wilson to come into Denver and immediately win a Super Bowl. They have a new head coach. That affects everyone on the team and everyone in the organization. It's not just Russ coming into a new situation and learning a new system. So I think that they will eventually figure out what works for Russ. I don't know that they're, you know, I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl this year. I don't know how well they're even going to do through the rest of the season, but I do think we'll see growth from them throughout the season. I'm not willing to say they're going to regret bringing Russ in. I mean, what are you going to go back to? Drew Locke?
Well, I should say, yeah, maybe giving him that contract. But I'm with you. I actually think you saw some glimpses on that last possession.
Yeah, but, you know, it has been
they got to let him play. They got to let him be him. This is a different system for him, very much different. So I think they got to just work in some stuff for him to do his thing. But, yeah, all right.
And one last thing. Yeah, one last thing. The Giants and the Cowboys here on Monday night. I cannot get with the Giants. I mean, I think the only team that struggled more is Tampa Bay with scoring. And I don't believe in the Giants, and I'm not a Cowboys guy. I'm going to pick the Cowboys tonight. Do you like the Giants? What is it about them? I know they're 2-0 with two kind of, you know, fortunate wins, but it hasn't looked pretty.
Well, I don't think the Cowboys have looked that pretty either. I'm with you. I need to see a little more from the Giants, but I do think that wins are wins, and you got to, you know, I got to give credit where it's due. Like they did go out there and win. Like these are NFL squads they're beating, you know. There's not kind of any exceptions here, and we dog on them when they don't win. So, you know, they've put it together thus far. Like, they've shown some improvement. Obviously got the running game going, which is something. I'm picking them tonight, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys sneak this one out. And I don't know what to make of the Cowboys this year either. And, you know, they've got obviously a backup quarterback in. And now Jerry's trying to turn that into a quarterback controversy,
right? Crazy.
Which is crazy. But I have the Giants winning tonight. But I'm with you. I need to see a little bit more before I think that they've turned it completely around.
All right. That is Joy Taylor, our FS1 colleague. Catch her every day, 4:30 Eastern time, every weekday, Monday through Friday, on Speak on FS1. Joy, great stuff. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Mazel tov. Continued success.
Thank you, guys. So good to talk to you.
Yep. See you. Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time.
The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk for the next few hours, really, about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could just go high, take the high road, talk about how great it is at Discover, where they make it easy for you to redeem your cash in any amount at any time. Discover.com. They make it easy for you. All right, it's time, Rob, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
I'm calling it, Chris, a 2-0 count to Aaron Judge right here.
Is he up again?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
He's up again because it's 2-0 Yankees. And what is this? The third inning, top of the third. So he's up. He's 2-1 is the
so
count.
You're all calling right. The homer. This is about the fourth time.
I know. I did get that one right that night. You remember that?
Yeah.
I did get that right. All right. Let's do Shekel City. You know, BetMGM is a great place to go, Chris. And let's do this. I'm going to start with the Monday Night Football game, and you already know that we are both, right, on the Cowboys. Cowboys
yes.
-1 in Jersey against the Giants. I also got the Yankees on the money line at the Blue Jays, Chris. I said 2-0 so far. And the Orioles and the Red Sox in Boston, the run total I have under 9.5. So I'm going with the under there. Remember, Cowboys -1, Yankees money line, and the under in the Orioles-Red Sox game, under 9.5. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And, Chris, on Deadspin. I was 3-0 this week. I bounced back in a big way, so you could always check out my picks on Deadspin as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A walk good to job. Judge. I'm. This is sick. 3-2 breaking ball, Chris. Stop it. Throw the guy over. Throw the ball over the plate.
Rob, just face it. He's sticking on 60.
Chris, you said you calling it? He going to choke the last 10 games?
I'm not calling it. But I remember I did say 62.
Was that your number?
And then, I had 64. It was initially, and then after he hit a couple quick ones.
Right.
I said
it might
65,
be just 62. But,
Right. I hope he gets it. It'll be unfortunate because if he doesn't at this point, people will kind of view it as
be disappointed.
Little negative, little
even
failure,
though he could, like Chris, for the Triple Crown, which is a hard thing that he has to, because he's way in the lead in home runs and RBI.
Oh, yeah. He's got those.
Okay. So he's got those wrapped up. But today is a good day because he has a hit and a walk. So he's already, you know, like that your batting average goes up.
Right.
You're batting 1,000 today.
All right. Well, Rob, like you said, we got the Cowboys tonight, you and I. And I'm with you, Rob. Look, I'm just not a believer in the Giants yet. I do think Brian Daboll has done a great job there. I think he's got just getting the excitement, changing the culture, getting the guys to believe in themselves. Saquon Barkley obviously is a man on a mission. Like Daboll's done a really good job, but I just am not yet a believer, Rob. Because their wins, the Titans, look, who knows? Maybe they'll get back in it. They're 1-2. They just got their first win, but they edged the Titans by a point, and then they beat Baker Mayfield and the Carolina Panthers by 3 points. So it's not like, I mean, granted, they're NFL teams, and for the Giants, any victory is a good victory. But I'm not ready to crown them for those two wins. And I think Dallas is going to get them tonight. Cooper Rush, man, look, obviously Jerry Jones overstated things, but this is a decent quarterback, right?
He's 2-0, Chris, in his career. I mean, that's not a lot. obviously, but I'm just saying he's not a terrible, terrible player.
Right.
Where you go, oh, I don't know how they're going to get any points or how they're going to win. That's what I don't.
Right. And we've seen backups like that. I mean, we talk about it all the time in San Francisco. The guys that they had backing up Jimmy G when he got hurt, they couldn't do anything. And Cooper Rush, if he can just not kill them, and he can make a few nice throws here and there, that's all they need. And to be honest, look, I am not on the Jerry Jones tip of thinking there'll be any type of quarterback controversy.
Neither am
there
I.
Won't,
I'm
right?
Not buying that.
That's ludicrous.
It's just that's just him talking, Chris.
Exactly. And it's smart on his part because it keeps him in the news, right? It keeps him on every show and all that. And Dak knows, you know, he's their quarterback. And Rob, you're paying him $40 million. You ain't doing that to put him on the bench. And so, and not to mention, he's just 10 times better than Cooper Rush, at least. All right. So, no controversy. However, again, I think Cooper Rush is a guy that believes in himself, Rob, which is big for a backup quarterback. And I think the players see that and, you know, they kind of feeding off that a little bit right now. We'll see. If they lose tonight by 20, maybe we'll feel a different way.
Right. Oh, no. If they lose by 20 tonight, all bets are
right.
off.
We'd be like, Dak better get back or they're in trouble. But, yeah, Rob, they got to win tonight because right now, Rob, and we neither one of us really bought the stock in Philadelphia. But that stock is looking good right now.
No, we're way off on that.
Yeah.
We're way off.
They
I just wasn't sure yet.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left on a Magic City Monday. Keep it locked.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.